a Bahraini human rights activist due to speak at a series of events in Australia says that his application for a visa had been declined. He says that an official called him and told him that because he might claim asylum in Australia, he would not be given a visa. But in a strange turn of events, just before we went to air, the Immigration Department told The Wire that his application hadn't even been received, and that if he submits an application, it will be considered. Questions are now being raised about why his application never made it to officials in Australia. Earlier in the day, Labor MP Laurie Ferguson said that the activist and doctor, Ghassan Dyff, should be allowed into the country. Tim Roxburgh reports.
This is often a very difficult decision. On this one, I think they've made a mistake.
Labor MP Laurie Ferguson broke ranks on the issue of asylum seekers last week, and this week he's pulling no punches either. He says that Dr. Ghassan Dyff should have been allowed into the country.
I lobbied the minister for him to be given a visa, and I also spoke to reinforce that with one of his advisers last week.
All of that, it seems, was to no avail. Despite the fact that the speaking to has been supported by the Australian Council of Trade Unions and Amnesty International, amongst others, Dr. Ghassan Dyff says that he was denied a visa and told that it was because he might seek asylum. Which makes sense, really, because he is at risk of persecution in Bahrain. But organisers say that he's already travelled to the UK, where he didn't claim asylum. And the tour already has dates organised for New Zealand after the leg in Australia. Laurie Ferguson says that all of this has convinced him that Dr. Ghassan Dyff was just here to spread the word about what is being done to the people of Bahrain.
He's got a ground record in regards to helping people during these demonstrations who are injured. So I think on balance, I believe that, from what I understand at least, I haven't seen the file, unless it's something that I'm unaware of, then I think he should have been granted a visa.
These events come just a week after Parliament passed a motion condemning ongoing human rights violations in Bahrain. The bitter contradiction isn't lost on members of the Bahraini community here in Australia.
As you said, after 1 week only from the Parliament, which is condemning the violence in Bahrain, the government of Australia denied him from coming here for a silly reason and silly excuse.
Abdulillah Al-Habashi is a spokesperson for the Bahraini-Australian youth movement. He says that despite an ongoing lack of awareness in Western countries, protests and the crackdown continue in Bahrain.
Almost on weekdays, there is a huge and big protest happening in Bahrain.
He says the lack of attention to this issue in the West can be traced back to the fact that the United States is a close ally of Bahrain's rulers. He also points out that both Britain and the US are strongly suspected to have sold arms to Bahrain throughout the bloody crackdown. Dr. Ghassan Dyff had been invited to Australia to talk about the situation in hospitals. There is evidence to suggest that hospitals have been militarised in the country, and activists say that they're unable to seek treatment lest they be arrested.
Any protesters or any pro-democracy person, he will go to the hospital and they discover from his injury that he had been injured in a protest or due to the protest, even though he didn't participate in a protest. But, you know, the excessive use of force against the people there, it might reach you while you are in home. So he's going to be reported to the police. He will be grabbed from the hospital to the detention, tortured, and who knows what's going to happen to him next.
Given the importance of raising awareness internationally about these issues, Laurie Ferguson says that he should be allowed to enter the country.
I think on balance in this case, the fact he's been to Europe is very influential to me. He went to Europe, didn't claim refugee status. He indicated by that he wants to keep up the struggle internationally and tour other countries, making the points about what's going on in Bahrain. So I think, from what I know, he should have been given a visa.
In the event that Dr. Ghassan Dyff is unable to enter Australia, activists say that his speaking engagements will not be cancelled. In his absence, they say that the events will go on and local speakers will be invited so they can continue raising awareness about what's happening in Bahrain.
Tim Roxburgh with that report. And The Wire has been in contact with the Immigration Department throughout the day. Just before broadcast, they gave us the following statement. Dr. Ghassan Dyff's application for a visa is yet to be lodged. There has been no rejection, and when he makes the application, it will be assessed. But the doctor's support in Australia have relayed that he had a meeting with the UK Embassy in Manama, Bahrain's capital, which is the normal process in countries that have no Australian embassy. He has relayed that he definitely lodged the application. He says he received a call from an Australian immigration officer that said that his recent request was declined because there was a high risk that he'd seek asylum. The Wire understands that the Australian government outsources some parts of the processing of visas in Bahrain. There are now questions being raised about why his application never made it to officials in Australia.